Have you ever thought to yourself, I wish my small town could be more like the urban slums of California? Why can't there be more trash and feces on the streets of sleepy little town? Well, we've got the solution. Dipshizzy. By voting to install Dipshizzy, you can help every small town in America become more like the dumpster fire that are the cities of California. Dipshizzy won't just destroy small towns either. It works wonders in the countryside too. By pushing socialist economic policies, Dipshizzy can rapidly create inflation, making everything more expensive. Ask yourself if Dipshizzy is right for you and your community. Because why settle for the good life when you can have a California dumpster fire?
Dipshizzy is not intended to treat, prevent, or cure any disease. In fact, Dipshizzy will probably make your life much worse. Side effects of Dipshizzy include overdrawn bank accounts, illegal immigration, and communist-style government. Consult with your father before starting Dipshizzy. Do not start Dipshizzy if you enjoy the First or Second Amendment. If you're a dude who likes to wear thongs, Dipshizzy may be right for you.
Yeah, I'd say so. It's Democrat Party politics. And Dipshizzy Kamala Harris is such an embarrassment that world leaders currently engaged in UN talks and other major foreign affairs with U.S. leaders, they say, is Joe Biden going to be joining us? No, no. Is Kamala Harris going to be joining us? No, no. Is there any way we could get Donald Trump up here? We need to get serious again. We need serious leadership from America. Is Donald Trump available? Actually, we're trying to kill him right now, so no. But really, though, that's what happens with these cities. Look at some of these headlines. Squatters turn Hollywood Hills mansion into eyesore. This is a crazy story. And you know, in California, most people can't even afford it, so they're leaving. And this huge mansion has just been turned. It's like, you ever see the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, the Foot Clan? How they have their little Foot Clan hangout? It's kind of like that. Graffiti everywhere. They've turned it, the pool, into a skate park. I mean, it's just overwhelmed with squatters. They're living the high life, squatting in this massive mansion. So, Dipshizzy. More than 200 vehicles wreak havoc across Philadelphia, promoting police lockdown. Just crazy stuff going on in Democrat cities like Philadelphia. Illegal car meetups leave Philadelphia police injured and patrol vehicles damaged. They just walk right up to the police vehicles and start pounding on them, beating on them, beating on the police because they know the liberal DAs aren't going to do anything about it. They'll blame the police. So just crazy scenes out of Philadelphia this weekend. Chicago gangbangers rage against newly arrived Venezuelan migrants as Tren de Aragua moves in. City is going to go up in flames. So, again, international gang warfare, thanks to Kamala Harris' open borders campaign. She's the border czar. She's bringing in international gang warfare. And now they're the people of Chicago are starting different groups to support Trump because they see how the Democrat Party politics have destroyed Chicago. So, okay, it's all over the place with the illegal migrants, small towns, big towns, New York. Oh, boy. A Venezuelan gang reaches New York. Same thing. How bloodthirsty Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua used NYC migrant shelters to build a criminal empire hiding in plain sight. That's kind of the next story to drop on all of this. Because these gangs are well-organized, folks, and they politic. And so they've taken over a lot of these migrant shelters as like a temporary settlement or like a halfway house, if you will. And then they can get into like the main house or the mainstays. These are basically international crime headquarters now. These illegal immigrant camps paid for by the U.S. taxpayer are basically like international crime, international gang headquarters. It's what the Democrats have done. I wonder if old Gerald Celente is going to comment on any of that. I wonder if he sees any of Tren de Aragua running around on the streets. He might have something to say. By the way, did you hear about David Lee? Anybody know the name David Lee? Well, David Lee is a police officer. He also happens to be a black man, but the liberals don't care when a black man dies if he's a police officer. He was killed securing a crash site, taking care of the people there in St. Louis, securing a crash site. A drunk illegal immigrant hits him at 8:30 in the morning. He had already been arrested and let go. David Lee killed by an illegal immigrant, a great American, and the liberal media ignores it because they're scum. But don't worry. I'm sure Gerald Celente will tell you all about that.
folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great thing on The Alex Jones Show. And again, they're showing you what you need on The Alex Jones Show with Owen and the whole team there and working so hard. So support InfoWars, because getting blacklisted is the way of the American world. You don't swallow the crap spewing out of the mouth of a little gutless little boy or girl called the politicians. You have no right to think for yourself. It's the USSA. The United Soviet States of America. So support InfoWars. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the products. And we're all in this fight for freedom together. So put your money where your heart and soul is. You know, listening to some of what Owen was talking about, the migrant crisis. Well, going back to that, like what's going on in California and all this crap going on, it's not only the migrant crisis. What people forget, again, I know a little thing or two about trends. Some of my books are trend tracking, far better than the megatrends. This one over here, international bestseller, Trends 2000. Tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, to see where we're going. The damage done by the COVID war is incalculable. Incalculable. The vibe has changed. People are more miserable. They're more arrogant. They're more nasty. And these gangs taking over this and that. And I'm not talking about the migrant gangs. I'm talking about the local gangs. I'm talking about, you know, 40 people walking into a store and robbing everything. This did not exist before the COVID war. The facts are all there. Yeah, but you could go fact yourself. We will tell you what to believe. So now going back to the migrant crisis. They want all the cheap labor they can get to come into America, or as I call it, Slavelandia. The rich own everything. So again, when I was a young man, they had things called shoe stores. Yeah, you went to Douglas Shoes, you went to all these different Miles, you went to all the different shoe stores, locally owned. They had a thing called stationery stores, locally owned. They had a thing called drug stores, hardware stores. All gone. Finito. Little scum, like little, what I called him when he ran for office, Slick Willie Clinton. Did away with all of the antitrust laws that prohibited this to happen. Now, going back, again, tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, and where we're going. The COVID war has caused so much damage, it's incalculable. And going back to the migrants and going back to Slick Willie Clinton and sending our jobs overseas, go into any of the chains, because that's all they are. They're chains, and we're chained. Help wanted. Help wanted. Help wanted. Help wanted. On the doors, everywhere you go. They want cheap labor. They're bringing in the migrants for the cheap labor. Yeah, they say, you know, about getting on the presidential reality show. That's only a small part of it. They want cheap labor. I go into Home Goods and people can't speak English. They're paying them nothing. But when they, where they came from, this is okay. So the countries that they left, they're starving. Again, tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, to see where we're going. When the chains took over everything, all they wanted was cheap labor. They pushed everybody else out of the market that used to have. My uncles, may they rest in peace, had fish stores, butcher shops, you know. It was everybody had their own little, no more. They want cheap labor. And I can't tell you how many jobs I see that people can't, it's speaking another language, not speaking English. So that's part of that. You know, as I mentioned, you want to go to InfoWars because they're putting up a lot of great information that you're not getting in a lot of places. Of course, with the Trends Journal, we're giving you trends analysis, trend forecasts, geopolitical, socioeconomic, you're not going to get anywhere else. And by the way, as it went on the air, gold was 2,000, I think $626 an ounce. It's up almost $600 an ounce since we made our forecast in the Trends Journal that 2024 would be a golden year for gold. So now going back to the articles, because we're going to talk about these things, because current events form future trends. And tracking trends, you make connections between different fields. As I say, as a trend forecaster, opportunity misses those who view the world through the eyes of their profession. So they're giving you a lot of good information up here on InfoWars that is very important to know about. And one article, Russia will be forced to use tactical nuclear weapons against NATO, says former Putin advisor in new interview. You can see this article. It's right up there. All right? Due to the continued Western military support, Russia will be forced to use tactical nuclear weapons, said political analyst, blah, 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 former advisor. All right? There's no such thing as a tactical nuclear weapon. We are on the verge of nuclear annihilation. Because we're also going to go, as we move forward, to what's going on in the Israel war and how they escalated with against Hezbollah. There's a thing called, you could Google it up, called a SAMSON, S-A-M-S-O-N, SAMSON option. If Israel loses, they go nuclear. It's right there. You could read it. Google it up. Come up on Wikipedia. They have between 200 to 400 nuclear weapons or warheads. We are on the verge of annihilation. We have evil people running our world. As I say, what's your favorite war? I like the Peloponnesian War. Oh, the 100-year war was just so terrific. Should have been 101 years, but I'll take 100. Oh, the War of Roses was so lovely. All right? It's been going on forever. And now we're at the brink. You know, they found like a skull 30 million years old. Oh, no, everything began when Moses came down with the Ten Commandments. Yeah, yeah, I say it, I don't want to hear these stories. Oh, I remember going to the movie back in the 90s when they found these artwork in caves in France and Spain. Beautiful artwork. It was 30,000 years old. John West, may his soul rest in peace. He wrote the book, The Mystery of the Sphinx. He was a writer for the Trends Journal. Charlton Heston, they did a movie on the book, The Mystery of the Sphinx, because he said the facts show that the erosion at the base of the Sphinx is water damage. So it preceded the desert. We don't have a clue what the world was and how it may have been destroyed by nature or by humans. We are on the verge of annihilation. There was an article that just came out. Need a little bit of vino. I like that rosé in the summertime. It's getting a little cool out, but I love rosé in a glass and live. Former CIA director Leon Panetta, a warmongering piece of scum under the administration of the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner Barack Obama. That warmonger, listen to this, out of the warmonger's mouth, in an interview labeled Deadly Pager Explosions in Lebanon, a Form of Terrorism. I don't think there's any question that it's a form of terrorism, Panetta said on CBS News Sunday morning. Mainstream. The government flunky mouthpiece on mainstream, because that's all they put up there. This is going right into the supply chain. And when you have a terror going into the supply chain, it makes people ask the question, what the hell is next? He's talking about the pager explosion that Israel launched last week. He called it a form of terrorism that Israel did. This is a whole change, because all we've been hearing is Israel has the right to defend itself. Nobody else does. Nobody else does. I'm a little piece of crap. Nobody else does. They've ramped up this war big time. Last week, pagers and walkie-talkies used by Hezbollah exploded in Lebanon, killing dozens of people and injuring thousands. This is a tactic that has repercussions, and we really don't know what those repercussions are going to be, Panetta told anchor Lee Cohan. The forces of war are largely in control right now. Yep, forces of war. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? Peace? Peace? Well, you're a piece of crap if you want peace. We only want war. And by the way, Saturday up here in Kingston, New York, we're having our Peace and Freedom Rally, corner of John and Crown Street, where the seeds of democracy was sown. The only place in America with pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings, and over 70% of America's Constitution comes from the Constitution when Kingston was the capital of New York State, and they wrote the Constitution for Kingston. And John Jay was a judge here, right across the street. So we're doing everything we can for peace. But these little pieces of crap could only talk about war. Not a word about peace. We are on the verge of nuclear annihilation. And more people are talking about it, but we only warned about it when the Ukraine war broke out, where trend forecasters look at our February 22nd, 2022 cover of the Trends Journal. From COVID war to Ukraine war to world war, 2 days before Russia invaded Ukraine. So, there you got it. And again, that's another article that's in InfoWars. Israel is committing unprecedented crimes against children in the Middle East. The United Nations Committee said Israel is guilty of committing unprecedented crimes, specifically against Palestinian children in the Middle East. And it goes on. I mean, the numbers are showing that about, since last October, Israel has ended the lives of nearly 17,000 Palestinian children. The International Red Cross also says that more than 20,000 Palestinian children are missing from Gaza since Israel invaded. In other words, these buildings they blew up. This is genocide by definition. Again, you read your Trends Journal, how many of these extreme right-wing Israelis are saying Gaza's going to be ours? Yeah, we're getting them out of there. So, the thing is ramping up big time. And again, I'm showing you these articles because of the importance of, you could call it an anti-Semite if you say this, if the UN didn't say it. I don't want to hear that crap either. And I'm tired of this God gave me this land baloney. Well, how about if I don't believe in your God? Can you handle that? Not telling you to believe in mine. Don't tell me to believe in yours. It's made up. It's a made up comic book. As I look at all of this stuff, oh, this is what King, the St. James Bible. There you go. The king made it up. Here, king. Here, boy. Sit. Give me a paw. Here's another article. Again, I'm mentioning these articles because of the importance not only of InfoWars and what they're showing you, because we're on the same page but going on a different page. U.S. Navy told to prepare for war with China by 2027. By 2027. Yep. Isn't that nice? By 2027, the Navy will be more ready in sustained combat as part of the joint and combined forces, prioritizing the People's Republic of China as the pacing challenge and focusing on enabling the joint warfighting ecosystem. Yep. Isn't that nice? The plan follows a congressional report published in July that found, quote, U.S. military lacks both capabilities and the capacity required to be confident it can deter and prevail in combat against China. All right. China has the biggest military, the biggest naval forces in the world. They got 1.4 billion people. It's a very advanced society. U.S. Navy told to prepare for war with China? Why do I want to go for war with China for? Why, what's the matter with you, Salenti? They may take over Taiwan. Hey, what the F do I care? The legal system says Taiwan's not a separate country. It's part of China. And number two, what's this going back to? The Ming Dynasty? Hey, Gatsun! I'm an American. My country's rotting in front of me. The roads are crap. Amtrak train. Third world subway. Bridges collapsing. Homeless all over the place. I care about Taiwan. Hey, all of you little jerks that love Taiwan, put on your Taiwan costume, go over there and fight. They don't have a pair of cojones bigger than a mothball. These little clown politicians. And all you guys dressed up in your Boy Scout outfits, and you call the military with all your little buttons and bows, I'm not into your trip,
so don't push it on me. You like dressing up in that drag and going to fight? Good for you. Don't tell me you're better than me. I am an American. I value our founding fathers, like George Washington, a real man, cat fought across the Delaware, a real soldier, not like little nobodies, presidents that we've had that can't fight their way out. Let's go. We'll start with Woodrow Wilson and move forward. Oh, I forgot Theodore Roosevelt. He liked to fight and die and kill, rather. After that, nobody. But loot all the wars they love. So, in making things clear, we have what... where is this here? We had it here. About what... here it is. George Washington. It is our true policy to steer clear of permanent alliance with any portion of the foreign world. Observe good faith and justice toward all nations. Cultivate peace and harmony with all. The nation which indulges toward another an habitual hatred or an habitual fondness is in some degree a slave. It is a slave to its animosity or to its affection, either of which is sufficient to lead it astray from its duties and its interests. A passionate attachment of one nation for another produces a variety of evils. Sympathy for the favorite nation, facilitating the illusion of an imaginary common interest in cases where no real common interests exist, and infusing into one the enmities of the other. Betrays the former into a participation in the quarrels and wars of the latter without adequate inducement or justification. Kaddish. All you little slime balls. All you little clown boys and girls. You hate George Washington, don't you? Oh, no, Salenti. You don't want to get involved in other wars? Why, you're an isolationist. I am an American. I launched Occupy Peace. Bring home all the troops out of the 90 countries, 900 bases. Secure the homeland. No more people coming in. Put the troops to work rebuilding our rotted infrastructure and watching our borders. And you want to go to war? Let the people vote. Not some little arrogant little kid with a pecker that big like little Georgie Bush. Oh, and now we got little Mikey Johnson. Oh, I'm an evangelical Christian. You're full of crap. No Christ loves war like you, you little war whore. And I'll call that to your face. Get him locked up. Get rid of Salenti. He called me a war whore. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
11 weeks ago, the U.S. Justice Department trustee assigned to my case, personal and business bankruptcy, ordered without a court order or any reason the doors of this facility shut. They lied and said it would just be for 3 days, and they admitted the security it would be for a month or permanently. The judge in Houston, Judge Lopez, had nothing to do with it. Then it hit the news they were going to close us. No judge's order, no nothing, just the Justice Department, who'd been involved in the case harassing me from the beginning for over a year and a half. People were blown away by it. I refused to go along with it. I said I'd call the police on them. They didn't have any orders. They backed down. Then they went to court 2 weeks later and said, we want him removed. The judge listened to him and said, you're all fired. The CRO, who'd been appointed by the court, and the Justice Department appointed person that the court had let into it. And they had a Justice Department committee, all this stuff. Now, I'm in personal bankruptcy. I agreed to sell the assets of Free Speech Systems, the website, the shopping cart, the equipment, and there was going to be an auction on the 24th of October. Then they moved to the 30th. The Democratic Party running all this, the FBI, CIA, it's all come out in the news, didn't want that. They want me off the air by early November. This is in the court filings. They said, we don't want money, want him shut down. And the judge said, no, it's gonna sell. There's buyers out there that are patriots that I'd work with. They'd have to outbid that. They don't want to do that. So they announced, and I knew this 2 days ago and hadn't announced it yet, it hit Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, we'll put Bloomberg up, that the Justice Department is intervening. Alex Jones' bankruptcy trustee sale effort challenged by DOJ. They rarely get involved in bankruptcies, but they got involved in mine. They're unable, through just pure vigilantism, to shut us down 11, 12 weeks ago. Got egg on their face, and now they've come back. They want us shut down and just close and don't even let them sell the assets. You heard that. So it's a gamble, but we were doing it. Only move we had left. And they obviously got our phones tapped and stuff, and no, some bidders coming. Okay, they're going to have an issue on their hands. And they don't want to do that. They've got big billionaire backers, they claim. They've even told that in the court. We'll see what happens. Alex Jones, bankruptcy trustee, sale ever challenged by DOJ. That's because they're getting ready to try to take Trump out. And once he's president-elect, they don't want us on air during that fight. They don't want us telling the truth. We're reaching tens of millions conservatively a day. Some days, 50, 60 million now. I can't do this without funding. I'm out of money. They took all my money, and it wasn't a lot during the bankruptcy. I am literally on empty myself, and I have to pay for the legal challenges of all this in court. And I have to fight them, and that's an hour-long story right there. They're trying to take my physical name and say they own it, trying to take my social media. This is a critical fight. So I need you to go to the alexjonesstore.com that's separate from free speech, but they're advertisers here, big supporters, and get Alex Jones t-shirts, Patriot t-shirts. There's new great designs. We'll put some on screen for you. And go to the alexjonesstore.com and get the ball caps, the t-shirts, all of it. You can get entered to win for the big pickup truck at $10,000 cash and all that. And then contest is over on the 30th of October, strangely enough. We need the funds. These are great t-shirts. I need your aid. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and support that sponsor. That's the critical place to support, thealexjonesstore.com. Stand with us and support our outside sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com, and the InfoWars store. The products are ready to ship. You'll get them. InfoWarsStore.com, the InfoWars MD, the gummies, the CBD tincture, the nitric boost, it's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. Now go now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Great to be on The Alex Jones Show. And again, censorship is the way of the USSA. You don't swallow the crap spewing out of the mouth of some little gutless boy or girl called a politician. You believe in misinformation. We're going to censor you. So support InfoWars because they're doing everything they can to stop freedom of speech. And they have great products. You know, before I get into the products, I want to mention, you know, one of my books, of everything I've written, is my favorite. You get it if you go to our Trends Journal, What Tsitsi Gave Honey Boy. And Tsitsi is the Neapolitan dialect for auntie. And this is about growing up in the Bronx and with the Yonkers, what used to be the family. And I'm born in 1946, right after the war. So the spirit of the people is at the height. And it was a different time. There's a movie that they did on this book. It's called Tsitsi and Honey Boy. You could get it, go to YouTube. And Doris Roberts, who played the mother in the TV series Everyone Loves Raymond, played my aunt Tsitsi. Tsitsi means auntie. Zia is aunt. Tsitsi is your auntie. It's a dialect.
And Doris Roberts died 15 minutes into the movie, so it was only 15 minutes. But I'm mentioning this because it's about how I got blacklisted in the media. That guy Phil Donahue just died. He had a big show. They took him off the air because he was against the Iraq War. I used to be on Oprah, again, the Today Show, Good Morning America. I was on everybody all the time. I had boxes when I had newspapers. So many, I had big boxes, about 10 of them. I'm not exaggerating, with quotes from me, from all over the world. I got blacklisted when I came out and said the United States had no right going into Afghanistan and that we would lose the war. How could you say that? I said, well, look, if Alexander the Great couldn't pull it off, if the British at the height of the British Empire into the Valley of Death rode the 600, if the Russians couldn't beat them and they're really close by, what makes you think America's going to beat them when we haven't won a war since World War II? Why, you anti-American? And then I came out repeating things that Scott Ritter, who will be a speaker at the rally up here in this coming Saturday, when he was the UN weapons inspector, and said there are no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And I'm repeating all the data coming out showing there's none. Boop, that was it. Get out of here, Salenti. We don't want you on CNBC anymore. We don't want you on Fox. We don't want you on ABC, CBS, NBC, PR, NPR, nowhere. Got blacklisted because I came out for peace. So again, go to OccupyPeace.com to find more information. Now, going back to InfoWars, it's the same thing. They'll use any excuse they can to blacklist what they don't want you to hear. So in supporting InfoWars, people ask me, Gerald, what can I do? What do I have to do to help change this? I said, you got to get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. You're in a fight for your life. And again, I want to make this clear. I'm not the same. You know, I grew up. I pull a lot of crap in my life. I was killing environmental legislation at the height of the environmental movement in the 1970s. All I wanted to do was make money and have a lot of fun. I was living in Chicago and D.C. At 28 years old, I was staying at the Willard Hotel, putting my meetings on at the Hay Adams. You grow up. You have to keep learning. You have to be in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And InfoWars has the products to help you get in that physical way. When they have this InfoWars MD, it's a premium supplement line, and you're getting it at discount prices for 25% off, but only exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. So you want to really discover, they got a whole new line of supplements from InfoWars, and what is it going to do? It's going to do what you need it to do, boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. And again, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether you're looking to support your immune health, improve cognitive function, increase energy levels, yeah, these meticulously crafted formulations cater to diverse needs. And I said, you got to get in the best shape you can. And these products can help you do it. Ageless Vitality, Collagen, Superfood Green, Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, a whole bunch of Turmeric 95. So grab the reins of your health because you're in charge. And wellness, you got to have it. And these premium lineup products that are now available at a rate that you're not going to get anywhere else. It dominates the competition. Great products at a very, very fair price. So you're boosting yourself and you're boosting InfoWars. And to tell you that I'm not boosting BS, this is the first book I worked on back in the 1980s, Natural Healing. My former wife, may she rest in peace, sold it to Warner Books. So I also have an honorary doctorate from the National University of Health Sciences for the work I've done in integrative and complementary medicine. So what I'm saying to you is from the heart, I'm not my bottom line isn't money. My bottom line is truth and freedom, life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness. Happiness? Get back into your house. Close down your store. Stand 6 feet apart. COVID's going to get you. Hey, how about that little piece of scum, that little arrogant boy in New York City that was the COVID czar under that other arrogant piece of scum, de Blasio, who was the mayor during the COVID war. Oh, you mean Warren Wilhelm Jr.? And I use the name de Blasio so I get the Italian? Yeah, that guy that locked down New York and destroyed it. How about that clown boy? I forgot his name. The news just came out. Like that other scum, Newsom Gruesome, who locked down California while he's partying at the French Laundry. $400 a plate. This little guy had sex clubs. What are you getting up to? You know what? Yeah. Making everybody stay home while he's out partying. Those are the scum running the country. You got it? You got it? Don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote. Anyway, and talking about scum and how they don't care about America and only foreign countries first. This is from ABC 27 in Pennsylvania. Anton PA. Governor Josh Shapiro welcomed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to the Commonwealth Sunday, where the two leaders signed a pact between state and the Ukrainian province of Zaporizhia. What the hell do I care? And who is this clown boy to decide? Oh, I'm the governor. I'm the governor. Quote, you ready? Before I get to that, Zelensky visited an ammunition plant in Scranton Sunday that builds howitzer rounds used by Ukraine in the war against Russia. Quote, Pennsylvania is the birthplace of American freedom, and our Commonwealth probably proudly stands with the people of Ukraine as they fight for their freedom against naked aggression, Shapiro said. Hey, Pennsylvania's the birthplace of freedom? Hey, got some. Hey, a little arrogant boy. Oh, they call these guys leaders. Oh, yeah, he's a leader. Couldn't lead me anywhere. Oh, Zelensky's a leader. You mean the guy? Google it up. Watch Zelensky play the piano with his penis. That's right. A sitcom clown. A sitcom clown that becomes president of Ukraine by lying his way into office like the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner Barack Obama did by saying he would bring peace. They call this our leaders? How gutless can you be to have these clowns lead you? That's what the world's gone down to. But I'm going to keep going on with the clown boy. And by the way, see if you can find that clip of Zelensky playing a piano with his penis. Google it up. Zelensky plays piano with his penis. I'm proud to welcome President Zelensky and his delegation to Scranton to visit the women and men who are fueling his country's fight for freedom. Fight for freedom with more wars? They're not going to win. If Napoleon couldn't beat them, leaving Poland with 420,000 troops and coming back with 10,000? Yeah, poor young guys that died for nothing. If Hitler couldn't beat them, killing 25 million plus Russians, and according to John F. Kennedy, in his speech to the graduating students at the university, American University in Washington, D.C., in June of 1963, the Russian people lost their homes, their factories, their farms, their land, the equivalent of Chicago East. People, they were the first to defeat the Russians. And again, they helped America win World War II, but we won't talk about that because you'd be called pro-Russian. But anyway, this is the language coming out of this little boy's mouth. And sign an agreement with Zaporizhia that will strengthen both states, will do nothing, and force the collaboration. That's all I do is BS. So you're not going to swallow my crap? Pennsylvania looks forward to building a close relationship with Zaporozhye, whatever it is, and we continue to stand on the side of freedom. Hey, Katzon, you're probably too stupid to read our Trends Journal when it was a quarterly, now it's a weekly, in the spring of 2014. See how happy that guy is? Can you read that? Washington is driving the world to the final war. World hegemony is not a right America has earned. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Secretary of the United States Treasury. Go down and read down here. Ukraine presented the perfect opportunity for Washington to advance its hegemonic agenda. In a speech at the National Press Club last December, Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland boasted that Washington had invested $5 billion in NGOs, non-governmental organizations, in Ukraine for the purpose to, quote, teach democracy. They overthrew the government. We wrote about it in detail. Again, tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, to see where we're going. And people don't have a clue about this, what I just said. And all of the information is there. You see this picture? This is how they sell propaganda. Again, this was from your Trends Journal before the invasion of the United States overthrowing the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych in Ukraine. The Sochi Olympics was going on. And all they were telling the Americans was not to go there. This is from Yahoo News when it used to be big. Security expert, it's not if, but when for Sochi Olympics terror attack. Veteran security consultant Bill Rathborn, rat crap, hopes that he's wrong about the upcoming Winter Olympics in Russia, but he has more than a hunch that he's not. Quote, the security threat is higher than it's ever been in the history of the Olympic Games. Rathburn, Rathcrap, told Yahoo News. In my opinion, it's not a matter of whether there will be some incident. It's a matter of just how bad it's going to be. Yep. And we write, the fear campaign worked. Just days before the opening ceremony, a February 5th CNN poll showed 57% of Americans believed terror would strike during the Sochi Games. Remember, the Sochi Olympics are going on. They show America to hate Russia, fear Russia. And as this is going on, and Russia has their mind on this, they're overthrowing the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych. What you get in the Trends Journal, you don't get anywhere else in the world. Nowhere, no how. Because as we mentioned this article from ABC, a bunch of crap. That's what ABC means. ABC27, a bunch of crap. Network. Oh, by the way, they had Zelensky signing one of these Horwitzer shells. Isn't that nice? Yes, go kill people. You go, it was an eventful day in Scranton. Yeah, this is communist, fascist propaganda. It was an eventful day in Scranton. As multiple roads closed, starting at 9 a.m., with a heavy police presence. Isn't that nice, a heavy police presence? Oh, how lovely. Isn't it lovely to have a heavy police presence? Heil Hitler or Heil Shapiro. This is the propaganda. And this is why you subscribe to the magazine. You go to Trends, Jones Trends, by the way. You get a discount. It's only like $2.50 a week. Yeah. This is amazing. Though traffic patterns have caused some headaches, folks, we're excited to know a world leader made it to Scranton. Quote, it's great. It gives Scranton a nice atmosphere. I should say people should be honored that he's here. Yeah, the guy that played the piano with his penis. I love seeing him. I love penis piano players. It's great like someone like him comes here, said Ron Kitless from Scranton. Yep. Ukrainians are appreciative people, and it is so important to him to extend that appreciation personally. It goes on here, said Vera, or whoever what her name is. Hey, ABC, all about crap? How about quoting the people that are opposed to it? How about that? No, we're prostitutes. We're media whores that get paid to put out by the corporate pimps and their government whoremasters. Again, this is about tracking trends. We look for the facts. What's going on now with the escalation of the Israel war? We are on the brink of annihilation, and more deep weapons going deeper into Ukraine are going to escalate this. Again, it's in your trends journal. The new edition will be out tomorrow. And on the geopolitical trend, EU warmonger von der Leyen steals $35 billion of Russian money to give to Ukraine to buy more weapons. Washington pumping Ukraine with $375 million more weapons to keep flooding the killing field. It's all here. And it just keeps getting worse. Oh, and going back again, I read you the article that from InfoWars about telling the U.S. Navy to prepare for a war against Russia. Taiwan says it's aware of increased military activity by China, issues a warning, and today the United States announced they're sending more fleets to China, around China, in that area, and more to the Middle East. Again, this is America that hasn't won a war since World War II and just keeps ramping it up. Yep. So there you got it. And it's going to get a lot worse. But again, what we give you, you don't get anywhere else because they use propaganda language. This is from the Toilet Paper Record, the New York Slime. For militants, toll is mental and physical. Blast puncture image as powerful Israeli foe. Istanbul. First hundreds of pages blew up, injuring members of Lebanon's most effective military organization. Blah, 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 blah. Militants. Financial Times article. They call Hezbollah militants six times in the Financial Times. All of the media, militants, 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 militants. How about opposition? How about the Lebanese that threw Israel out since they've been trying to invade the place since the 1980s? And they threw them out in 2006. Why, you're a militant. That's the propaganda, and that's why the people swallow the crap and obey what they're told by their, quote, leaders. And that's why you have to support InfoWars. And that's why I support InfoWars. Because what you're getting and what they're doing, you're not getting anywhere else. Again, when it comes to trends, nobody comes close to our work. when it comes to putting on a variety of information. Again, I read you those articles. You can't call him anti-Semite for writing the one about the UN saying how the Palestinians are suffering, particularly the children. You can't call him pro-Russian. You can't call him anti-Chinese by the articles that they're putting out. But these are banned by the mainstream media. You're only getting propaganda to sell war because they're war whores. And on to the markets quickly. We don't have a lot of time left, but you have a lot of it in your Trends Journal. Now, this was a headline today from CNBC. Europe looks to be heading toward a downturn as its biggest economies, Germany and France, battle political and economic woes at home. Yeah. Again, that's only the beginning of it. We're putting this in your magazine, page after page after page. We have economic update, market overviews, all of what's going on in the world, week after week. This is serious what's going on. And it's on, August home sales drop more than expected as prices hit new records. In the meantime, you're looking at merger and acquisition activity picking up again because the bigs are getting bigger because interest rates are going lower. And gold prices, again, yes, there's Peter Schiff, great guy. He called it, you know, a number of people called that gold would go up this year. Nobody called this a golden year for gold. And again, I very much admire Peter Schiff. Adam Schiff, that little clown over there in California, I can't stand him, so I don't mix up the names. We call this a golden year for gold. Now, what no one's talking about, hardly I should say anyone, gold is the number, again, we don't have advertisers, we don't give financial advice. Gold is the number one safe haven asset. And now with the geopolitical tensions building in the Middle East and Ukraine war, gold becomes the number one safe haven asset. Gold is on its way to hit $3,000 an ounce, either by the end of this year, I would say by mid next year. Again, not telling you what to do. I do not give financial advice. But stay on top of the news. Get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. You're in the fight for your life. And please, come to Kingston this Saturday. Starts at 2 p.m. Go to Occupy Peace, OccupyPeace.com. And please donate. We're a one-man show. You know, Ritter's doing great, Napolitano, and the rest of them. If billionaires gave us money, we'd have peace tomorrow. So please donate and support InfoWars.
I got a great way for you to keep InfoWars on the air, and regardless what happens, InfoWars keep me on the air, and that's the AlexJonesStore.com, a new key URL for you to mark down. I've teamed up with the folks that make a lot of the top-selling Trump shirts in the country. They've got the best T-shirt designers, Bigley. If you go to thealexjonesstore.com, that's separate from InfoWars, that's key to support into the future, whatever happens here. 30-plus amazing new T-shirt designs, new ones being added every day. They're incredible. Trump shirts, you name it, thealexjonesstore.com. And every time you buy a shirt or 30-plus different great designs of Patriot ball caps, you get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day. It's different every day, into the raffle to get $10,000 cash. Halloween's when the prize is announced, the winner, and a $138,000 turbo diesel super deluxe off-road upgraded, the best truck you can get, over-the-top turbo diesel engine, AEV standard features, and then it's all upgraded. I tried to go over, take an hour, the best tires, the best shocks, the best systems. It's a 2024 Ram Prospector AEV Dodge turbo diesel, army green, black with red pinstripe, ready for you. When you buy something, you can enter 5 or 10 times, depending on what promo they're running that day, in the raffle. All at thealexjonesstore.com. But the T-shirts, the reason to go there, keep us on air. And these are badass shirts. They've got over 30 incredible T-shirt designs. I think there's more now. They're adding more every day at thealexjonesstore.com. They're designer. They're high quality. They're all there. Some of the InfoWars classics, they updated, made even better. A lot of new, incredible designs. A lot of Alex Jones shirts. A lot of Trump shirts. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. We need your aid. We need your support. Plus, he's a great church. You'll meet like-minded people. It spreads the word. It's exciting to wear these out in public. Most people will agree with you and love you. You'll meet so many friends. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. We need your support. No excuses. Take action. Thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.